Hello, hello, hello. What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Crystal McDuffie. This is my first episode, actually. And I'm just, you know, I don't know if you know my background. I'm a pharmacist who pivoted into digital marketing after being laid off from Walmart Pharmacy a couple of years ago. I'm still a pharmacist. I'm still working as a pharmacist. However, I've learned that there is the importance of having your own assets versus liabilities. I don't know if you all have ever read Rich Dad Poor Dad, but he talks about starting your own business. And so that's what my podcast is going to be about. How can we, as corporate workers, we have our job, we have our 9-to-5. How can we also acquire assets, things that can help us make money while we're at our 9-to-5 to continue to make even more money or to even pivot or to maybe leave the job that we hate going to every morning, we hate waking up and going to every morning and things of that nature. So in this podcast, we'll be talking to people who are actually in that movement of having their own business. I know that I'll be eventually bringing on people who are actually Kindle publishers and crushing it, as well as people who sell on Amazon and are crushing it. And it's always nice to know that people, that you can talk to real people on here and get some of their insight. Like, how are they doing it? Like, what are they doing? What mindset do they have? I feel like a lot of us are all about education. A lot of us have been brought up that you have to have a good college degree, and that way you can make the money. Well, times are changing now. I don't know if you've all noticed, but the millionaires aren't coming from the Harvards and the other school systems anymore. The millionaires are being brought about through social media and the internet and things of that nature. So I'm just, you know, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about sharing this. And I'll give you a little bit of background about what I'm doing right now. I'm actually helping someone publish on their Kindle book. So I'm like promoting their information and, you know, doing all their publicity and getting a Twitter account. And it's a little bit of work trying to publish for them and trying to target their niche, their market for their book. However, I was thinking to myself, I was like, why can't I publish my own Kindle book? Why am I using my hours, you know, or not hours, but I probably help them probably 3 hours a week or 4 hours a week just setting up their copywriting and, you know, following people on their Instagram and just trying to, you know, get into these popular Facebook groups where I know that, you know, their material would be, you know, a blessing to someone who would hear it. But I was thinking to myself, why can't I do that for myself? They're making money, you know, while they're sleeping. Anytime someone buys their book, they make that money. And, you know, while they're asleep, whatever they're doing, every time they, you know, get a sale or something, that money comes to them, they get the royalties for the rest of their life, you know. And so I did it. I actually did it. And so I was so excited about that. But the most important thing that I want you all to know is I did not write the book. I paid for the book to be written for me, and all it cost me was $150. $150. But see, a lot of us out there, we don't know. You would say, oh, yeah, well, that's cheap. That's writing your own book. But it's going to make me money. It's an asset. And we need to learn these things. Like all the books that you see these big-time people writing, and I don't know, Oprah Winfrey has a book. I don't know what other books, you know. We're going to talk about emotional intelligence today. That's by Daniel Goleman. And he wrote Emotional Intelligence. And I'm not sure if he wrote that. You know, he wrote this book back in 1998, and I'm not sure if he put all of his information, all of his knowledge in there by himself. Because, I mean, you know, if I could share the site that I brought, that I got, writeanarticleforme.com, and if you want more information, definitely call in, or you can leave a comment, and I'll definitely respond to it. But, I mean, why aren't we doing things like this? Why isn't the Black community doing things like this? You know, just to get that asset instead of, you know, going out to, what, Red Lobster for $50, we can just, you know, kind of fall back from that for about 2 or 3 weeks and get a book on Kindle and let somebody pay you for that. And you're getting $500 a month for one book. Just imagine if you had 10 people write a book for you, like from every single paycheck, just giving a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? Just, okay, write this for me, and I can, you know, promote it or whatever. And so, I mean, people are becoming millionaires, guys. We got to get in on this piece of the pie. We have to. I mean, like, the world is changing where it's not like it was back when my grandmothers were. Even when our grandmothers and our grandfathers were doing what we're doing, they were able to make that paycheck stretch farther because back then the prices of food, clothes, water, everything else wasn't sky high like it is now. And now we're struggling. Like, for me, as a pharmacist, you know, I make pretty good money. I make a pretty good money. However, I am living as if, I mean, I'm not living the very comfortable life here. You know, I have to, you know, definitely budget. My budget is very strict. I have to write everything out, make sure everything flows. If I'm off a penny or anything like that, I have to go and go to the savings account. Okay, what I need to do? How do I need to fall back on this? And so, but back, if I was making this money back in 10, 20 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, you know, I would be having money to go on vacations every 3 months, things like that. So for me, I'm trying to create a lifestyle because I have 2 kids. I'm a single mom. I'm trying to create a lifestyle where I can, you know, show them different places that they don't, you know. I have the advantage. I was a military brat, and my dad was able to take us across the world. I was in Cuba for a good three years and have that experience. And, you know, that makes you even more intelligent when you're able to travel here and there. There's studies that have been done on that. Like, if you travel, the more you travel, the more culture you're exposed to, it just does something to your brain. And so I want to get that for my daughters, you know, my 2 daughters. I want to travel. I just don't want to work, you know, from paycheck to paycheck and, you know, having to save, having to pay this off and this off. You know, I want to take them to Italy or Greece or Rome. So that's what we have to do. We have to figure out these things, guys. And that's what this podcast is about. I'm just going to, you know, every Monday I'm going to, what I learned, I'm just going to throw it your way and help you to see something that you probably were overlooking. One guy was, she does ClickBanks. And ClickBank is just a website where he puts his, there's a link that identifies him, you know, for example, like Amazon, you know, he can, it's like an affiliate marketing where you put your link that's tied to your bank account or whatever, and anytime someone clicks on that link, let's say you're selling Uno, and they give you a link that's tied to your bank account, so you put that link on your Facebook, and one of your friends clicks on it, and like, oh, well, I do need a pack of Uno cards. You get a percentage of that sale, you know, around the clock. So things like this, a lot of, they don't teach us this, guys. They're not teaching this to us in school. You know, they're trying to keep us, you know, focused on, oh, I gotta get to work on time, I'm gonna get fired. Or, oh man, I gotta get this, this, and this to get this amount from my paycheck. I got to work this many hours to get this amount from my paycheck so I can cover my bills, so I can cover this and that. Well, what if your bills were covered just because you had a book out? What if your bills were covered because people were just looking at your page and clicking on a link that was making you money, you know? And so tonight I'm going to talk about emotional intelligence. And the reason I want to talk about the emotional intelligence, because I know for me personally, this is something that I'm working on and I'm trying to improve. There's one statistic that says that emotional intelligence accounts for 67% of the abilities needed to become a successful leader. In order to become a successful leader, you have to have that emotional intelligence. It's even ranked higher than having technical proficiency or even an IQ. So it's ranked higher than Albert Einstein. I mean, people are like, oh, my goodness, I'm not as smart as Albert Einstein. Well, you don't want to be as smart as Albert Einstein, but you do want to have a high emotional intelligence quotient. And so what emotional intelligence is the ability to identify and manage your emotions as well as other people's emotions. And feel free to call in. The number to call in is 347-855-8692. And once again, that's 347-855-8692. I would just love to hear some stories about, you know, situations where you felt like you wish you had the emotional intelligence to handle things better, or where you felt like if you would have had emotional intelligence or the ability to manage your emotions, you would have been able to grab that opportunity that you had. Case in point, when I was in Charlotte, I'm in Mississippi now, I'm closer to my family, but when I was living in Charlotte, I was presented the opportunity, and it was just me and another guy. We were talking about real estate, and he found out that I was a pharmacist, and he said, you know, I could get a pharmacy for you if you would like. You could be the owner of a pharmacy. I would just be, you know, we could be a co-owner thing, kind of situation. And I was kind of looking at him like, I was at Walmart Pharmacy, and I was already thinking like, man, it's been a long night, you know. I don't know if y'all know about Walmart Pharmacy, but man, sometimes those days you're just like, God, just let me get through this day. Like, everybody's on the phone, you know, the insurance companies, the boss is calling you demanding something, customers backed up, you don't have enough. At that day, I didn't have enough staff to help me, so I was just kind of like, you know, doing everything, just going with the flow, trying to, you know, put out all the small fires. And so when he presented that to me, I was not emotionally intelligent. I was just like, man, I'm sick of this job. I just wanted to do something else. Like, I'm thinking about going to Harris Teeter Pharmacy or something right now. But if I would have stepped back and thought about, you know, this is a good opportunity for me. You said that you wanted to step up, Crystal. You said that you wanted your own business. Now God's putting that in front of your face. But my emotional intelligence was very low. I wasn't able to manage my emotions at the time because at the time my emotions were saying, you know, man, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of Walmart. I'm tired of these people. I'm tired of customers. You know, they always complaining. And so, you know, so, I mean, that's the thing we have to work on. And so, for some reason, I only have 48 seconds left on here. But, you know, if you call in, we can definitely continue on with the education of emotional intelligence. I just want to hear how other people, what kind of opportunities have you gotten that you disregarded because you were just too emotional about, you know, what was going on, and, you know, you weren't able to overlook and see the true benefit, and the down the line, you were too focused on the short term instead of the long term, and things of that nature. But yeah, man, I just appreciate all of you who are taking the time to listen tonight and everything. And, you know, I just hope y'all have a wonderful week. And God bless. Peace.